IT security, cybersecurity, because that has been the top issue for some time. It looks as though, based on reports from CIOs, it's going to remain the top issue. It's an important issue. What we basically looked at and heard from a lessons learned perspective that I think is important to recognize is really two things. One is you got to look at this problem very broadly. You've got to make sure that you look at it with a wide enough scope to look at all of the areas of vulnerability and create a strategy for addressing it that's workable and that's affordable. And I think there's some opportunities there for the federal government. Secondly, you need to have operational excellence. All the little things that you need to do on a daily basis, cleaning up, you know, your departed employee lists, eliminating passwords that are should be deactivated, and lots of little operational details, monitoring, points of entry, all of these things need to be done. And if they're not, you're creating points of entry. And what we're hearing is not every agency is in a position and staffed and resourced to be able to do all of the little things. So strategically, the go-forward strategy needs to be one that is going to address the areas of vulnerability, make sure the umbrella is wide enough to cover the various of vulnerability. And secondly, you need to have operational excellence on a daily basis to do the little things that are required to have to create a security profile that's acceptable.
Another one that I think stood out to me that was interesting was e-government. And now I've been following this, obviously, for as long as the Bush administration had been trying to do something around e-government. And it was interesting what the CIO said about e-government.
Well, first of all, I think the perspective was that the e-government program was a good one. It was a good strategy that the federal government made some progress, that the federal government was able to create some new uses of IT to help with, government and the operation of government. One of the key lessons that we pulled out, and it is looked at from a bit of a negative perspective, is that in the e-government program, they tried to do too many things, and as a result, their energy was dissipated. And we heard from quite a few CIOs that felt it would have been better to try to tackle a smaller number of projects, but to take them all the way to the end and really, you know, get that breakthrough performance that comes from completing the job, doing it well. And that's not to take away from the progress that was made. I think we heard very positive response on that, but they felt somewhat overwhelmed in a number of cases, the agencies that were taking on a lot of these things. We also heard they thought that the newer e-government program, the lines of business, were structured in such a way that they had more permanence to them as programs. They thought they were focused on some of the right things. They were far fewer in number. And they expected, if the Obama administration continued these programs, that they would push further progress and achieve some things that were desired when they were put together.
Why do you think there was this reaction now to these e-government initiatives? I mean, is it partly the hindsight's 2020, so perspective helps?
I don't really think it's a departure in thinking. I think as we've conducted these annual surveys, we've heard this over the past years, that concerns that there were too many challenges put on their plate. And of course, one of the other elements that kind of goes with too many is the fact that most of the e-government programs, with respect to the adopting agencies, didn't come with funding. And in fact, for a number of them to marshal the resources to make some incremental improvements, they were in sort of a pass-the-hat mode in times of declining discretionary budgets, just making it all the more difficult. And so one of the observations we've offered is, you know, if something's really important, find a way to fund it. Don't make folks take these important activities out of their hide.
The survey also discusses 2009 top priorities, top challenges. Not surprisingly, IT security is at the top. But interestingly, I thought maybe you could comment a little bit around IT infrastructure. That seemed to get a really big bump to number two. Why do you think that the IT infrastructure has increased to such a high priority?
I've noticed a trend that the priorities tend to change based on what's being driven by OMB to a great deal, and some of the other challenges that are pushed down by agency and department management. And in this, over the past year, maybe 18 months, OMB made IT infrastructure a higher priority by creating in requiring some planning under what's called the IT infrastructure line of business. Agencies in March of 08 had to deliver plans to OMB that indicated how they were going to get to certain cost and performance levels for their for different components of their IT infrastructure over a five-year period. A pretty complex planning exercise. And so I believe this was certainly a strongly contributing factor to advancing that as a priority issue, pushing it higher than some of the other issues that had been higher the previous year, for example.